Okay, let's get into the discussion of today's daf, Chulin daf Zayin. Chulin daf Zayin, we'll start on, not really a perfect place to start, but we'll go back to Vav Mabez, about six lines up for the bottom. So in the middle of the daf, Rabbi Yoshua ben Zeruz was mayed in front of Rabbi about something that Rabbi Meir did. Right, the edus was that Rabbi Meir ate a leaf of a vegetable from Beit Sha'an. Achal Allah Shayarak Beit Sha'an, and they assumed, based on that, that Beit Sha'an, as we'll talk about later on today's daf, that Rabbi Meir assumed that Beit Sha'an was not part of Eretz Yisrael. That was the assumption. Right? Rashi says it on the fifth wide line. Ksavar Meir Lav Meir Eretz Yisrael Hu, and that's why Meir ate it right away, even without taking off Tribusum Isris. That is the behavior that was that Rabbi Meir was said to have done, and this was what the testimony was. And the question, and based on that, Rabbi was matir the entire Beit Sha'an, because this is what the assumption of the reason behind Rabbi Meir's behavior was. And then all of a sudden everybody got upset at Rabbi. How could you do this? How could you do that? Your predecessors, this is not the minhag of Klal Yisrael up until now. How could you do this? So he darshan the following pasuk. We'll start with that pasuk. Darshla mikrozet. He darshan the following pasuk, which relates to yesterday's parsha. Vikitas dechasha dechoshes asherasa Moshe. In the time of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, they destroyed the copper snake that Moshe had made. Ki ara yamim ahem ha'yu b'nei Yisrael maktirim lo. Because until those days, this was ultimately used for Avodah Zarah. And therefore, Chizkiyahu finally got rid of it. Vayikru lo nechushtan. So Chizkiyahu got rid of this copper snake that was made in yesterday's Parsha. Just parenthetically, the Ramban on yesterday's Parsha, I don't think we mentioned this in the Parsha year the past couple of years, the Ramban in yesterday's Parsha points out that this copper snake was an amazing occurrence. Vanir be'inai pesoda davar hazeh. Kihu midarkei, right? If you remember what happened, there was a plague going on, everybody was dying, there was a magefa, and there was snakes going around biting everyone, and Moshe Rabbeinu held up the snake, and whoever looked at the snake all of a sudden was healed. Right? It's the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says, it's not just looking at the snake, right? It's if those who are machabes libam lavim shvash shemayim. So the Rabban says though that even the pshat is a miracle. Vanir beinai besora davar hazeh kihumi darkei haTorah shekol maaseha neis besoch neis. It's the ways of the Torah that everything is miracles within miracles. Tasir hanezek b'mazik v'terapeh hachol b'machli. Sometimes the nezek can be removed with the mazik itself and the choli with the machli. Kamo, like Chazal say, what happened by Mara? A bitter tree into bitter waters and it produced sweet water. V'chein b'melech b'elisha b'mayim v'yadua b'darkei refuos. And it's known in the medical world, says the Ramban, who himself was a doctor. Shekol neshuche ba'ale eres yistachnu bir osam osam ober ostemusam. Anyone who gets bitten by something poisonous cannot look at that item. So he gets bitten by a poisonous dog, can't look at that dog. Whoever gets bitten by a poisonous snake cannot look at the snake. That makes him more in danger. Ad ki neshuche akelev ashote v'chein shara behemos ashote zim yabitu b'mayim yira lahem shem abuas kelevo amazuv yamusu. It's terrible. It'll cause them to become in more danger. Says the Ramban, and that's exactly what happened here, was the Neis Pesoch Neis. It wasn't just something that they looked at and in that way became healed, but it was Dafka, the item that caused them, right? It was the snake that was going around, and they looked at the copper snake, that was the Neis Pesoch Neis. V'tzivak ha'nishprachol l'moshu la'asos lahem demus saraf hu ha'memis osam v'yaduak y'anachash ma'srafim adume einayim rachvi rosh b'gufam v'chulu v'chein l'matza moshu l'kayim mitzvasa b'saraf bilti shi'as anachash l'choshes kiyud ha'mazachash saraf, and he continues. But that's the sachas l'choshes that was brought up on yesterday's daf, which was yesterday's lining. So siyata d'shmai, that was the yesterday's daf. Anyway, we're back to the conversation. So Rabbi Meir answers, or Rebbe answers. So you see this pasuk, Chizkiyahu destroyed the nechash and nechoshes. So says Rebbe, v'yefshar ba'asa v'lo b'yero, bo Yehoshaphat v'lo b'yero. It's possible that Asa and Yehoshaphat, who destroyed all of the Avodah Zarahs from Klal Yisrael, they destroyed all of them except for this one. V'lo kol Avodah Zarah sheba'olam, Asa v'Yehoshaphat b'yerum. They destroyed all of them. So how is it possible that they left this? Ela makom hinichlu avosav lizgad derbo. It must be a phrase that has come to, that the many have come to use, but here is the source of the phrase. There was a place that my forefathers left for me to make my mark. And this is how many shuvis, and end or begin. Many of the Shalav and Shuvas. Makom hiniach li avosav lizgadir bo. They left me a place to come up with my own chiddush. That's what he says here. Makom, what principle is it that Asa and Yehoshua didn't finish the job? He says it must be that Asa and Yehoshua left place for the later generations to make their mark. So Afani Makom hiniach li avosav lizgadir bo. So to me, says Rabbi, even though the others did not say act and treat Beit She'an as Chutz La'aretz, I could do that. I could do it. Stop there for a minute. What exactly does this phrase mean? Machem inichalo. So Rashi tells us, kisheyavo'u b'neinu acharenu. When my children come after me, imlo yimse'u mat l'takein b'mei yigdal shmam. If I don't leave my kids, the grandfather says, if I do everything, I don't leave my kids anything to do, so how is their name going to become great? Sounds like from Rashi that they bedafka did not destroy certain avodah zarahs in order that the later generation could destroy avodah zarah. That's very unusual. That they would leave such a michshol for Klal Yisrael, and in that way, you know, just because I want them to be able to do something. So most of the achronim, the Marsha and others say, it must not have been b'kavana. It was siyata d'shmaya, Kodesh Baruch Hu arranged behind the scenes that they didn't get to destroy this one. I know it was bedafka, but Kodesh Baruch Hu arranged it. V'apshar d'ras alomar d'shalo b'kavana asu d'haynu shalo hirgishu b'davar k'deshi yisgadabam b'no v'inyin d'maisa d'beit shan n'amni v'ki agavna havish l'hirgishu avosa. It wasn't bedafka that they left it, but it was nichla Kodesh Shamayim had it that there was a makam inichalo l'avosaf. So that's what Rebbe answers about Beit She'an as well. And Mikal, the Talmud Chacham, Shamar Dvar Halacha, and from here we know that the Talmud Chacham that says something that is not accepted, that is not the acceptable practice, but he is a Muchzak Talmud Chacham, and he is someone that, you know, if somebody says something that's totally off and against Shulchan Aruch and against everybody, and he's not a Muchzak Talmud Chacham, then you have to say, what are you talking about? But if somebody is a Gadol HaDar, somebody is a Muchzak Talmud Chacham, when he says something, you got to analyze the words. You got to figure out exactly what he means. And there are three ways that the Gemara says that. She'ein mezichin oso. Number one, either, if the Talmud Chacham says this, you're not meziachim. You don't separate him from the olam. You're not meziachim. Va'amrila, and others say, ein maznichin oso. Or others say, it's ein maznichin, which means you don't have his words become disgusting in your eyes. Rashi has meshaksim as dvarav. Others say, don't be maschiach, don't assume that he is raising himself up in arrogance. So three ways to say a similar idea that don't write him off. So, and the Gemara says that each of these phrases come from a pasuk. Man da'amar mazichin, the one who says, don't separate him, like the pasuk in Tetzaveh, v'lo yizach ha'choshen. The Isser of the Choshen and the Ephod separating from each other. So it says there, Yaziach. See, the Lashon of Yaziach is to separate. So that's Meziach here. We discussed back in the Mitzvah Shir, this Isser, this Mitzvah, it's Mitzvah Kuf, Mitzvah 100 of the Chiddach, the Mitzvah of not letting the Choshen and the Ephod separate. So the Chiddach says, what's behind the Mitzvah is the idea of beauty, the idea that the Kohen Gadol should look perfect. These are two of the begadim of the Kohen Gadol, the Choshen and the Ephod, the Choshen and the breastplate, and the Ephod is the apron that holds the breastplate in place. So the Chiddach says, "Bishar Shia Mitzvah, Sheratza Hashem Lutov Aseinu Lazakeinu Bagdal Zos Abayis Lakadosh." We Hashem wants us to create something inspirational, create something beautiful and perfect. And if things are shaken about, so then people aren't going to be so inspired. Ubeemes ki minoy ha'inyan shal yachoshen novanod aluach libo el yamocham kavua kimin chomer. We mentioned then back in the Mitzvah Shir that maybe another idea behind the Isra of the Choshen, the Ephod, is that the Choshen symbolizes Bein Adam L'Chavero, symbolizes Choshen, right, Didi Mamanis, the Gemara says in Zvachim is Mechaper on Ivus Adin, and Ephod is Mechaper, a certain Avir, that Bein Adam L'Makom. And Lo Yizach HaChoshen Me'al Ephod, they have to be always together, and you can't separate them. It's another idea that we had behind this Mitzvah. But that's the Mitzvah of Lo Yizach HaChoshen. So that's the Lashon of Meziach. The one that says Ein Maznichen, where does that come from? Tichsiv ki lo yiznach la'olam Hashem. Hashem will not be disgusted with Bnei Yisrael's behavior forever. So lo yiznach la'olam Hashem. Uman da'amar maschichin, and the one that says maschichin, meaning don't look at them as horny, that's based on not from a pasuk, but from the Mishnah at the end of Sota. The Mishnah at the end of Sota, there are a couple of Mishnahs where it says, Misha, Mace, blank, right, Misha, all the Misha Mishnahs. Misha, Mace, a certain Tana, this Mida died, Misha, Race, blank, Batla, Nava, Misha's Rebbe, Batla, Chasidus, and also there, it says Misha Rabu, Misha Rabu blank. So one of the Misha Rabus is Misha Rabu Zechuche Halev, from the time that the Zechuche Halev, those who are haughty of heart, those who are have hearts raised up, Rashi says, Shlo Diktik Mi Pi Rabu called Tsarcho Vesabcho Alibam, those who rely on their own decisions, not based on a Rebbe. So Misha Rabu Zechuche Halev, Rabu Machlokas Bi Yisrael. That caused more Machlokas. People didn't have the proper covet for halachic authority. Either way, the same idea is said in three different ways, that if a Talmid Chacham says something that is not accepted by the previous generations, you gotta try to figure out what he means, not to reject it totally. So that is the again, we're in this discussion of Rebbe based on Rebbe Meir. Vaiter says the Gemara, Maskev La Yehuda Breid Rav Shimon Ben Pazi. Is there anyone who could suggest that Beit Sha'an is not from Eretz Yisrael? So nowadays, right, it's a question of whether the Beit Sha'an of the Gemara is the Beit Sha'an of today. Today, Beit Sha'an is about, I don't know, 45 minutes south of the Kinneret, straight down, what we would call Eretz Yisrael. But it could be a question that the Beit Sha'an nowadays doesn't have to be the Beit Sha'an then. It could be the Beit Sha'an of then is more east. And therefore, it's a question, is it in Neivar HaYarden? So, that's the question, is Beit Sha'an, but in the Gemara says, can anybody suggest that Beit Sha'an is not from Eretz Yisrael? The Pasuk says, I'm getting a shoftim, v'lo horish menashe et Beit Sha'an, ve'et binoseha, ve'et tanach et binoseha. Bnei Yisrael did not drive out drive out Beit Sha'an and Tanach and its suburbs. So you see, they should have. You see, it was part of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, no, Ishtamit Sehad Amr Rav Shimon El Yakim, Mishim Reb Elazim Ebedas. No. Rav Yehuda, Breid Rav Shimon, must have forgotten the following Chazal. Who says, Shem Mishim Reb Elazim Ebed Shemua, Har Beit Krachim Kavshim Oli Mitzrayim Velo Kavshim Oli Bavel. There are many cities that were conquered by the Oli Mitzrayim, the first Aliyah, Bnei Yisrael coming from Mitzrayim, that were not reconquered by Ezra from the Oli Bavel. There were many cities, and Beit Sha'an was one of those cities. The Kesavar, and this Tana holds, Machlokas Tanoim, Machlokas Amaroim, but this Tana holds, Kedusha Rishona, Kitchel Shaita, Velo Kitchel Asalavo. That the Kedusha Rishona, the original Kedusha of the Oli Mitzrayim, was not eternal. And therefore, Beit Sha'an might have had Kedusha originally in the times of Yoshua, but the second time Ezra was not Makadish, did not sanctify it, and therefore, don't worry about the fact that he held that Beit Sha'an was not included. Vihinichum and Ezra and all Klal Yisrael going up during the Aliyah Shnia left them, did not sanctify all of them. Why? Kedei sheyismichu aleim aniyim b'shvius. An amazing reason, because they wanted the poor people to have what to eat during Shemitah. During Shemitah, the land has not worked, and there's not so much fruit available, and therefore, if there was more Eretz Yisrael, there'd be more areas that would be subject to the laws of Shemitah. So if you have this area which is very close, and it doesn't have not subject to the laws of Shemitah, so that'll be a place where they could get produce from during Shemitah. Okay, so therefore we saved. Doesn't the Pasuk say Beit Sha'an was part of Eretz Yisrael? So the answer is, yeah, originally, but that's only Kedusha we showed it, but not the Kedusha Shniyah. There's a famous Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, which discusses Kedusha Rishona, Kishon LaShaita, Lo Kishon LaSalavo. The Rambam says in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Vav, Halacha, the end of the Yud Dalid, Bamen Neskash, V'Kedusha Rishona, Shekidusha Shlomo, Shu Kidesh HaZara, V'Yushalayim LaShaita, V'Kidesh HaSom LaSalavo. Lefichach, the Rambam holds that, theoretically, if we could get him his Mizbeach, on the Makam HaMikdash, one does not need a Beis HaMikdash. You could give karbanos without a Mikdash. Makrivin karbanos kulan avabi she'en sham bayis banui. Even though we don't have a Mikdash, you gotta work out a couple of other problems. Whenever anybody talks about hakrevas karbanos bezmanazeh, you gotta work out the Mizbeach, you gotta work out Tumah, you gotta work out Big Day Kahuna, a bunch of things to work out. But theoretically, one does not need a Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, you can bring karbanos even though you don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Kachim, b'chol azara. Why? Because there is Kedusha eternally. Why? The Rambam says, Kedusha Rishona Kishon LaShaita V'Kidusha La'asilavo. But then the Rambam says, but what I'm saying now is not against the Gemara right here. What I'm talking about is Kedusha Yerushalayim. What the Gemara is talking about is Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam says this, Tosfos says this in the first parak in Shavuos. We did this last summer, Masechta Shavuos. What Tosfos says is there's a difference between Kedushas Eretz Yisrael in general and Kedushas Yerushalayim and Mikdash. The Rambam asked the question, V'lama ani omer, Rambam does not say that so often. Why do I say b'mikdash v'Yerushalayim kedusha rishona kedushas on lasa lavo u'pekedushas shara eretz Yisrael l'inyan shviyas u'maisras v'chayose behen lo kidsha lasa lavo? Why do I say that the kedusha of eretz Yisrael did not last forever? Lo kidsha lasa lavo, and that's why chubas u'maisras b'zvanazeh and maybe shmita b'zvanazeh is derabbanan. Right? Because lo kidsha lasa lavo mashe'enkim when it comes to kedushas Yerushalayim. Why is there a difference? Says the Rambam, Lefisha Kedushas HaMikdash V'Yerushalayim Epnei HaShchina V'Shchina Eina B'Teila. Kedushas Yerushalayim is based on the fact that Hashem rested His presence there, and that is eternal. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests His presence in the Makom HaMikdash, Shchina Eina B'Teila. V'Harei Yomer V'Hashimosi Es Mikdashechem, I will make desolate your Mikdash, and the Chazal Darshan, the Mishnah and Megillah, Afapi, Sheshomim Min B'Kedushas Eina, even though they're desolate. Avachiyav ha'aretz b'shviyas u'maisris eino. But what about the rest of Eretz Yisrael? That's not based on shechina. That's based on kibush. It's based on conquering. Ela b'pnei shu kibush rabim. V'kivach enilkecha ha'aretz midehem. Batal ha'kibush. V'niftra minatorb and ha'maisris b'na shviyas. When Yeshua went in, he conquered the land. When it was taken from him, it was unconquered. It was conquered by the enemy. And therefore, that Kedusha was batel. The Kivan Sha'Allah Ezra. But once Ezra went up with Kedusha Shnia, Lo Kitcha B'Kibush. That was not conquering. Ela B'Chazaka. That was just settlement. They had Rishus to go in. Lefichach. And that's why it says the Rambam, Kol Makom Shechziku Bo Oli Bavel, V'Nizkadish B'Kedushas Ezra Shnia, Hariyu Mekudesh Hayom. Even though the original one didn't last. The Rambam holds Kedusha Rishona was low Kedusha Lasalavo. Kedusha Shnia was Kedusha Lasalavo. But that's regarding the whole of Eretz Yisrael. Kedushas Yerushalayim was forever originally, even from the time that, from Shlomo HaMelech. But there is a question, and this is the Rambam, that's based on this Gemara of low Kedusha Lasalavo. The Rambam agrees to that. The Kedusha Rishona was not, Kedusha Shnia was. The problem that all the Achronim discuss, starting with the Kesav Mishnah, right here, and that is, what's the difference between Kibush and Chazaka? Why did the Rambam explains himself, but then you still got to ask the next question. Why is Kedusha Rishona, which is based on conquering, that's batel, that dissipates once, but Bnei Yisrael leave, Mashiach v'chazaka. So if we can't understand it, the Kesav Mishnah himself can't understand it. Eini yodeya, makoach chazaka, godo mikoach kibush. What's the difference? V'loma lo nomar b'chazaka gamkein, mishen nilkecha arez b'yadeinu batla chazaka. Right, the conquering was taken away by conquering. So the settlement should be taken away by settlement. What's the difference? Vesu Barishonin, he has another question. Why is it better? Vitzorech li'iyun. No answer is given. That's the Kesav Mishnah's Kasha. Right in the end of Perek Vav Nuch Lebeis HaBechira, what's as far for this Rambam? So there are a couple of ideas. I'll mention two. Rav Soloveitchik has a couple of ideas also. I'm not going to mention those. I don't have his farm here. But just two ideas. The Tosfos Yantav. Tosfos Yantav is in Mesechus Idios, where the Tosfos Yantav talks, the Mishnah talks about it. Tosfos Yantav suggests maybe the difference is whether we were given Rishus from the Nosein. Says the Tosfos Yantif in Idias. I'll see if I have the Lashon here. One second. Let me find it. Oh, Tosfos Yantif says, De kibush hainu shalom midas hanosein. Conquering, I conquer. It's not that it was given to me. I drove them out. V'chazaka hainu midas hanosein. Leficha kibush rishon asa kibush nachrim u'mavatli kibush Yisrael. The second one is no better than the first. Because if I took it away from the previous settlement, so then the later one could take it away from me. Because each one was taking it without the rishus. Masha'enkim, when Ezra went up, it was midas hanosein. Right? Koresh gave them permission to come up. So later on, if the settler does not give permission, or lives there, doesn't give permission, that's why it's worse. It's illegal. The first one was legal, the second one was illegal. The first two, there was just, kibush versus kibush, that's just rules of war. So they're equal. Mashiach, in the second one, the first one was legal, it wasn't war. The second one was war, that's why the second one is different. That's one that Tosfos Yantav tries to explain it a little bit. The Meshech Chachma, though, has another beautiful pshat. Just the opposite of what everyone else says. Right? Usually, most Mefarshim explain somehow that the first kibush was weaker. It was weaker, and that's why it didn't last. Mashiach, the second one was stronger, it was with chazaka somehow. But says the Meshech Chachma just the opposite, and with this, after this we'll continue. Says the Meshech Chachma, the Pasuk in B'shalach, Hayavar Amcha Hashem, Yivuah Mima Shadir Li Yatam, Tushar Rishon Elokit Shal Asalava. Why? So he quotes the Gemara in Bechoras Daf Mem Zayin. The Gemara in Bechoras tells us that a Leviya, that's Nival Alabiyaz Nus, a Bas Levi, she could still eat Maisa Rishon. A Kohenes, that's Nival Alabiyaz, she cannot. Not only can she not eat truma, she can't even eat Maisa Rishon anymore. She says, why? A Levi is on a lower level. And if she's Nivala Lapasola, she can still eat Maisa Rishon. But she can't eat a Kohenes. If she's Nivala Lapasola, she can't even eat Maisa Rishon. Says the Meshech Chachma. If you have a balloon, as I say this, this is how I'm saying it. If you have a balloon, the larger the balloon, when you pop the balloon, the louder sound it makes. The more delicate something is, the more fragile it is, so then the easier it breaks. The more something is valuable, the more thin the glass is. But if you have fake glass, it can fall on the floor, maybe it won't break. But if you have fancy glass, real glass, then it's going to break. Says the Meshech Chachma, that's going on here. The real Hakdasha was the first one. After, that had the Aron, that had all of Klal Yisrael. That was the real one, but that Kedusha was more delicate. And that's why, Lo Kishul Asalavo, that's Kibush, Chazaka. There was no Aron. They were missing five things in the second base of Migdash, right? The Zakenim were crying. The Zakenim that remember the first Migdash, they were crying when they had the second base of Migdash. There was a much lower level. Much lower level. So it stayed. Right, this is the, so it says that the second one is much like, Ubebeis HaMikdash, Lo HaYashchina, Kamosh Amar Chamisha Dvarim Chasa Bebeis She'ini, Imkein Lo Avi HaKdusha Barum HaMayla, Ad Ki Tifka Me Hashim Amon VaAchorban, Lachain Adayin Hein BeKdusha Asen Kayamin, and the second Kedusha is like a Leviya Shenival Al Biaznus. Right, that's the comparison. And what's he saying, writing this in B'Shalach for? But he says, that's the phrase, Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, Ad Yavar Amzu Kanisa. Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, the Gemara, the beginning of Brachas. Zu Bia Rishona. Pama Rishon, Shaydik Gilu Shechina Haron, Ad Yavar, right, that's Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem. And the second one is Ad Yavar Amzu Kanisa, that's without Hashem. Just the Am that went in without the Shechina. Zu Bia Shnia. Below Aron, below Gilu Shechina, Mishem Zelo Zachar Ba Hashem. And that's why, Tevi'im of Se'im of Hanach, Alas Chashayin Atua La Olam. Right, and that's why it's there forever. And why what's the Kedusha? Machon l'shitzcha pa'alta Hashem. He continues, that's the Meshech Chachma right there in B'Shalach. Okay, that's the Yesodistic Sugya. We could have a whole shiur on it, but something else to have a Iyun shiur on this week, so we spoke about it now. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. So what did we just use this for? We use this to explain the Shita of Rebbe Meir and then the expansion of Rebbe, that Be'it Sha'an does not have Kedusha, even though the pasuk has been say it does. So Amar Rebbe Yirmiyah l'Rebbe Zeira, v'ha Rebbe Meir ala ba'ama hudacha. One second. Rebbe Meir only ate a leaf, right? It said ala yerek. And therefore, leaves, it's not mechuyiv in Trumas HaMaisras. But a leaf, you eat a leaf, so why is that mechuyiv at all? What's the whole shayla? So Amar Rebbe agudachle. No, he already ate it after he bound it up in an aguda, and therefore it was already chayiv. It's not, the Mishnah says in Maisras, Yerek, Hane'egad, Misha Ye'agid. Once a vegetable is bound up in a bunch, so that's when it's chayiv and Shemus of Maisras. The Dilma Lavadaite, maybe Rebbe Meir didn't even realize that Shemus of Maisras were not taken off from it yet, so this is why this whole story is here. The Gemara answers, Hashtab, Hemtan Shal Sadikim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe takala al yada. Tzidikim asma lo kol shekein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't even bring takala to the animals of Tzidikim. We didn't get to that story. That's later on in today's daf. So surely Tzidikim themselves, so it can't be that Rebbe Meir would have eaten something that Shumas and Maisers weren't taken off from yet. Let's just finish for a minute and then we'll make it a porn hara. V'dilma Yisrael emimakam acher. Maybe Rebbe took off Maisers, but he took it off from in his house. So the Gemara says, no. Lo nechshedu chavirim litrom shloman amukaf. There's a halacha that you have to take off maestros and maestros from a connected spot. The person has 10 fields in 10 different places. You've got to take trupas and maestros from each field. Right? You can't, minamukaf, from what's next to it. Hakafis, I get to go around, but they're all connected. So minamukaf, Sefer Meir couldn't have done that. Because chaveim only take off minamukaf. Why? Why is it so important to take off minamukaf? So Rashi assumes this is a gzeira derabanan. Rashi says, right here in Dibra Maschal Litrom, Va'aser l'chaver l'hafrish mimashe ein l'fanav. Amashe l'fanav. Why? You're going to take off from here. You're going to take off what's in your house based on what's here? Who says the thing in your house is there still? Maybe it went bad. Maybe it's rotting. Maybe somebody ate it already. So you're going to take off Shlomo HaMukaf, but if you take off Shlomo HaMukaf, you're never going to know for sure that it's going to work. Right? If you're standing by the what you're taking off from or what you're taking off for, you know, the item might not be there. So therefore, you always have to take off an HaMukaf. That's Rashi. The Rishonim argue, they see the same, other Gemara see the same, it's a Din D'Oraisa. It's based on a Pasuk, Shlomo HaMukaf. But that is Shitas Rashi, at least here. Okay, so that's our Meir, we're not Choshesh, that he did that. V'dilma. There's another way to take off Maisrus that's also imperceptible to the outsider. Maybe Rebbe looked at that side, he had Kavana that the north side was going to be Maisrus, and the Yeh from the south side, and nobody would have known. So the Gemara says, Amar Lei, the Chazi Man Gavaraba Kamasad Alei. No, come on. Period. Look who's saying over this story about Rebbe Meir. Right, it's Rebbe Yeshua ben Zirus. And he's a bar samcha. So Mistama, he found out all the details. He didn't just guess about what Rabbi Meir's opinion was. He got the story right. That's what we assume, because it was a Gavar Rabba that was talking here. Period. Okay, that's the end of that section. Important ha'ara though that I saw the Sharam Siyana Malacha makes. And that is, that, what are we talking about here? We're talking about a vegetable, a leaf of a vegetable. A leaf of a vegetable, Yurakos, Trumas Raisos or Darabanan. Zemachlokas about what types of fruit. We mentioned in many times in the past that Rashi and Tosfos all over Shas say Dug and Tirush v'Yitzar are Chayiv v'Chumas v'Maisos Daraisa, wheat and wine and oil. The Rambam holds all fruit. Big machlokas, apples and oranges. Maybe you better base a Mikdash or apples and oranges Chayiv v'Chumas v'Maisos Daraisa or Darabanan. The Rambam says Daraisa, Rashi and Tosfos say Darabanan. And other, that's the two major Shitas. There are others that say maybe Maisos Sheni is different, but those are the two major ones. But vegetables are for sure Darabanan. Sure, the Rabbanan. So the question is, why is it that, I'm sorry?
So our whole problem here is the rational?
So our whole discussion is on a Rabbanan level. Right? That's what the whole base of the Gemara is. And the Gemara is assuming that even by an Isser Rabbanan then, because that's what we're talking about Barry Mayer, even by an Isser Rabbanan, we would be worried about Rebbe Meir's behavior, and we would apply the principle of Hashta Behemshav Sazadika and Akash Bach Mevi Takala al Yadan. It's called a Takala by the Gemara, even though it's an Issa Durabanan. But if you would eat a Beshogig, is it really a Takala? Says the Sharm Zan Balacha, you know what you see the Gemara is assuming? That even by an Issa Durabanan Beshogig, that's called a Takala. That's called something wrong, and maybe you'd even need Shuva for it. This is against, he says, the Nesivis. Which Nesivis? This also has come up in the past. There's a beautiful Nesivis based on the Rambam. The Rambam quoting Shulchan Aruch says as follows, right, if you remember the case. If at first Reuven sells Shimon a piece of meat, and it turns out not to be kosher, but Shimon didn't know that, does Reuven, and Shimon then comes and says, you know, I want my money back, you sold me a piece of treif, does Reuven have to pay him back? Let's say Shimon ate it already. Does Reuven have to pay him back? Says the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it in Choshen Mishpat, it depends whether it was treif d'oraisa or treif d'rabbanan. That's the chilek. If it was treif d'oraisa, you got to pay him back. Go straight through a bun, you don't have to pay him back. Why not? The Nesivis explains, because by Isra D'Oraisa B'Shogeg, you still need tshuva. You bring a carbon chata sometimes, Isra D'Oraisa B'Shogeg, you did something wrong. Masha'ekin, and Isra D'Rabbanan B'Shogeg doesn't need kapara. Because the whole point of Isra D'Rabbanan is listening to the Rabbanan. If you didn't do it on purpose, it was a shogeg. So then there's nothing to worry about. So the Nesivis says, based on that Rambam, in Isser D'Rabbanan B'Shogeg does not need Kapara. Says the Sharbis Yadon Malacha, this Gemara seems to be against that. Because the Gemara says, Beferish, that the Behempet Shel Tzadikim, Takala, even by Isser D'Rabbanan, unless you have to be Mechalik between, maybe Takala, that's a larger category, that would apply even if in a regular case of Shogeg it wouldn't apply. That's a chiddush, but that's a tremendous ha'ara that the Sharm Sarah Malacha makes based on our Gemara. Okay, let's continue. So my Behemtan Shal Tzadikim, here we go, famous story. So what is this, we've said it twice already, what is the reference of the Gemara that even animals of Tzadikim, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make sure that there's no takala brought on them. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, Havi Ka'azal opinion Shvuyim, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair was once going to redeem captives, he was going to do a mitzvah, Pagabe, Biginoi Nara, he came to a river, Omerle Ginoi, Chalokli, right, Meimecha V'Avar Becha, please split. right? He thought he didn't want to go Nachshon, go into the water, right? So he just says, water, please split for me. I ask of you. So Amar Lei, Ato Olech Lasas Rizon Koncha, Vani Olech Lasas Rizon Koni. What do you mean? You're trying to go do a mitzvah, and you're trying to go to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, and so am I. Right? I'm flowing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set me up. I'm a part of nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set me up. So you're doing God's will, and I'm doing God's will. Ata Safek Oseh Safek Iata Oseh. You, it's unclear whether you're going to be successful or not. You're trying to be podeh, a captive. Maybe you'll be successful, maybe you won't. Ani vade oseh. But I'm flowing right now. I'm flowing right now. I'm better than you. So therefore, I'm not splitting. I'm sorry. So Amar Lei, Sir Pinchas Ben Yari says, Im iata cholek, if you don't split, gozrani alecha shelo yavru b'cha mayim la'olam. If you don't split, I will decree that you will be dried up and you'll never have another drop of water flowing in your riverbanks. Alright, so what happened? Okay, fine. Right, so he split. So he split. What was the conversation here? The water said the water was better. The Pinchas Ben Yair said, no, you have to split for me. So two ideas. First of all, even before we get to that, Tosfos says in the bottom Tosfos, what was it, the water was really talking here? Was the water was talking to the Pinchas Ben Yair? So, Tosfos has two days. Shema sar shel yam heishiv lokach. Maybe it was the malach, the sar of the yam. Right, we have stories about the sar of Esav, sar of sar tzva. So the sar of the yam was talking, or this was all in his mind. Whether he was trying to think whether he was ra'ui to have the water split for him. Right, this is what he was thinking. This is a reason why maybe he won't be zocha to get it split. And you find this elsewhere, says the says Tosfos, another famous Gemara, the Gemara of Zara, Daf Yudzayin, Blazer Ben Derdaya, if you remember the he was trying to do tshuva after he was violated every Aveira. So to Amr Shava Shemayim Bashle Rachav, he starts talking to the heavens, starts talking to the sun and the moon, starts talking to all the different parts of nature. So to ask, he asks, please daven for me. So Tosfos says you don't have to say that the actual parts of nature started talking. But that's what it sounds like for the Gemara, right? He's talking to the water. The water says, I'm not splitting. He says, you better split for me. What was the depth, though, of the conversation? Even whether it was in his mind or whether it was literal. So the Marsha here says, maybe the difference is because the water said, I'm doing God's will, I'm not splitting. But he says, no, I'm doing God's will, and I'm better. Why? Bechira chafshis. You don't have free will. So I have free will, and therefore I'm splitting. So therefore, and I'm asking you to split, and that's my mitzvah. So therefore, you have to split. Okay, that is what the Marsha explains. There is an important mifaresh. I think we mentioned this years ago. I don't think any time recently. There's a period in Hilchos Yisod HaTorah. There are no regular Nose Kalim on the Rambam, at least towards the beginning in the first four Prakim about metaphysics. So there's the Rambam there says, though, and it's not all Rishonim agree with this, the Rambam says in Paragimel Halacha Tess, we're talking here about the water talking. And Tosfos says it can't be the water was really talking, the water doesn't have Seichel. The Rambam says, though, talking about the celestial spheres, not exactly the water, but the Kochavim and the Mazalos. The Rambam says, Kol ha-kochavim v'ha-galgalim kulam ba'alei nefesh v'deya v'haskelheim. They all have a certain type of intellect. V'heim chayim v'omdim u'makirim et mi sha'amar v'haya ha'olam. The sun recognizes God and the moon and the stars. Kol echad v'echad l'fi gadlo l'fi ma'alato mishabchim u'mefa'arim li'otram kimo ha-malachim. Ukeshem shemakirim et HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kach makirim et atzman, they have self-awareness, umakirim et ha-malachim shelamala mehen, and they recognize the malachim that are above them. Vidas ha-kochavim v'ha-galgalim, mu'uta midas ha-malachim, u'gedola midas b'nei ha-adam. Unbelievable. The Rambam says that the sun and the moon, they have seichel. They don't have bechira, but they have seichel. They have a certain type of intellect. And we can't fathom what that is, just like I mentioned yesterday in the Parsha Shir, right? The animals cannot fathom people's intellect, so people cannot fathom their intellect. But that's intellect. How do you know that? So the Pirush, right here on the inside, says, because they go in orbits. It's not just gravity. If you throw a rock up, it comes right back down. So if you know there's no Seichel there. Says the Pirush, that's his assumption, that if you have items that are in orbit, They don't go to the same spot that they came from. They go around, so that shows that they're acting based on seichel. That's what he says. Not the explaining it now. He says, Yadu zemi tznuwa sam, shezuwa tznuwa yefcha tetia tivis, kiznuwa sa evan lamata, vohaish lamala, shamisno eya, bitznuwa tivis, if it's just nature, kshirki elamakam shazimenu, pechrach yanuach vagagal soviv tamivin, onach. And it goes, and it's like, it's gravity. But if it's orbit, that's how you know that it's based on Rutzon. That's what he says. Then he says, and that's what we say every Shabbos morning, Yitzaram Bida'as Bavina Uvahaskel. We usually understand that to mean that God created them with Debian Vahaskel. So he says, no, it means Yitzar, he created them having, and they have. Data being Haskell. Okay, but this is about the sun and the moon. Sorry, he doesn't say that about the water, but that's the argamar here, that it's at the water. The water starts talking to Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair. So he splits. Fine, right there in the story. Haviyahu Gavra, David Dori Chiti Lepischa. There was somebody traveling with Rabbi Pinchas who was carrying wheat to make matzahs with. And Rabbi Pinchas says, Amar Lei, Chalok Leinami Lahai. Please split for this one also. To b'mitzvah asik, he's also b'mitzvah. So, you know, kindly split, so that he could go past too. He's been osik b'mitzvah. Chalakle, okay, so he split for him. That's an important line, but let's just finish first. Haviyahu taya, delav abadayo. There was a non-Jewish traveler that was traveling with them. Maybe he was a wagon driver. Omar Leso, Rabbi Pinchas says, Chalokli nami lahai, please split for him too. Dilolema kach osim lebnei levaya. So he doesn't say basically that we are a racist people. You know, we'll split for the Jews, but not for the ones with them. So Chalokli, so he split for all three. Omar of Yosef, commented on the story. Kama nafish gavra mi Moshe, v'shis in Rivavon. See how great this person is greater than Moshe in 600,000. Why? Diluhasam chadzim nevahachatlas azimnin. Here, the water split three times. And here, for Moshe, it only split once. So Gemara said, maybe it split once here too. Maybe it was just that he was basically, please stay split for these people. So Gemara says, okay, fine. Ella, kim Moshe, v'shisin rivavan. Okay, that's the first part of the story. We're not finished yet. It's also pretty good, splitting once, like Moshe Rabbeinu. Stop there for a second. There is, two points that we can make here. And that is, number one, again, these are both huge sugyas, but just to mention them a little bit now. Number one is, what mitzvah was this person osek in? He's osek b'mitzvah, please split for him. So Rashi on the second word line, to be mitzvah osek, dichsiv, ushmartem es amatzos, de mitchilas tchina, vaharkada, bo'ishim r'lashay matzah. Shitas Rashi in Chulin. Where does the mitzvah start from? Shmur matzah. It starts from shas tchina, grinding. Right, what happens? What are the processes? You cut the wheat, and then you bring it up, and then you grind it, and you sift it, v'chulu. Rashi says, shimur mishas techina, and therefore this guy is doing the mitzvah. And therefore you should stop. The other Rishonim hold that it's only later on. It's not, maybe from shas harkada. This is a big sugya. We touched on it a little bit a couple of days ago by Matzas Kusi, but I'll read it to you. I didn't get to read the Shulchan Aruch then. Shulchan Aruch says, b'feirish, in Tafnun Gimel Nuchas Pesach, what do we call shmur matzah? When we call shmur matzah, what does that mean? Non-shmur matzah. It's also not chametz. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the different opinions. Hachitim she'osu mehem matzahs mitzvah. The chitim that we call matzahs mitzvah. Tov l'shamrim shlo yiplo aleim mayim mishas ketzira. Ketzira. The first day in the Shulchan Aruch is, what we call shmur matzah is shas ketzira. From the moment that it's cut, it's shamur l'shei matzah, that no liquid touches it, v'chulu. Ula fachos, Mishas Trina. At least from Shas Trina. That's our Rashi right here. That Shas Trina, it should be Shamar from. Ubishas Atchak, Mutulika Kemach Manashok. Shas Atchak, you can even buy flour from the Shuk, as long as you guard it before you do the Lisha, that it doesn't have any water in it. The Mishnah quotes that nowadays you cannot do that, because the flour from the store does come in contact with liquid before we get it, so we cannot buy flour. Right, that's what regular flour. You always ask the question, people ask the question, regular flour, but doesn't flour, isn't that used for matzah? No, but the regular flour from the store, if it's not kosher l'Pesach, so that we have to be choshesh that there was liquid in it, and it might have been achshash chimas. But that's shmur matzah, that shomur mishas ketzira. Those are the different deyos in the Shulchan Aruch. So that's number one, important point in Rashi. Number two, and this is a big Meseches Kedushin sugya, in the second parak. So what did he say? He's doing a mitzvah. Is he doing a mitzvah yet? The Gemara says mitzvah asik. He's not doing a mitzvah yet. He's on his way to do a mitzvah. He's a shluchei mitzvah. But he's not doing a mitzvah yet. So, but the Gemara still calls this a mitzvah. So this is the big sugya of heksher mitzvah. Preparatory stages of mitzvahs, by the first daf and the second berakah of Kiddushin. The Gemara calls getting married a mitzvah. He's getting married a mitzvah. The Rambam would say yes, but the Rosh says no. So how could the Gemara call that a mitzvah? So we've got another example. The Gemara says mitzvah bo yosmi bishlucho. So it's another example where the Gemara sometimes calls a heksher mitzvah a mitzvah, even though it's really not a mitzvah. Getting ready for Shabbos, covered Shabbos. Is that a mitzvah? So this relates to an important nitziv. The nitziv at the end of Shiltos, in Kuf Samach Tes, I think, you put it on the list to get, but the nitziv in Kuf Samach Tes, it's at the end, in Zos HaBracha. He says there are two different types of heksher mitzvahs. Right? He's a medayik in the Rebbe Achai going in the Shiltos, because the Shiltos says it's a mitzvah to build a sukkah. Mitzvah to build a sukkah is a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah, not to build a sukkah. So the Nitziv says, heksher, there's a category called heksher mitzvah haksuva b'Torah. If the heksher mitzvah is written in the Torah itself, that gives a special status. And you would apply certain principles that apply to mitzvahs to those heksher mitzvahs as well. Oh, sacred mitzvah, mitzvah b'yosmei b'shlucho, maybe you'd make a brach on the heksher mitzvah. All these are special types of heksher mitzvahs. So too in Kiddushin over there. It's kiyikach, getting married, is a even according to the Rosh, it's a heksher mitzvah. Here, Shmaitim et Hamatzis. Right, so again, that's why maybe the Gemara calls this a Heksher Mitzvah. Haksuva b'Torah. The why the Gemara calls it a mitzvah, because it is at least the Heksher Mitzvah Haksuva b'Torah. Okay, this is part of a large topic of Heksher Mitzvah that comes up there, but it's an important Gemara related. Okay, well, continuing the story. We didn't get to the point of the story yet. The point of the story, again, was to figure out where HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't even bring Takala for the animals of tzaddikim. So here we go. So ik lalahu shpiza, he came to a certain hotel, ramule sari lachamre. So the hotel owner gave barley to the animals to eat. We know barley is animal food. Right, that's what we have much discussion during Svira. Right, the carbon omer is from barley, the carbon shtei alechem on Shavuos is from wheat, because we go from barley, animal, machal behemoth, machal adam. Right, so that's barley right here. That's why we gave him barley. Ramalei sari lechamri, lo achal, the donkey would not touch the barley. Chavtenu, they sifted out the dirt. They thought the animal was picky. Lo achal, they wouldn't eat it. Nakrinu, they finally sifted out any little rocks, pebbles. Lo achal, wouldn't touch it. Amar lahu, dilma lo masran. So Rav Pitcha says, oh, maybe my animal's not eating because there's two mesamaisas were not taken off yet. So asrinu v'achal. That was it. Right? He was maserit and he ate. Omar. So he says, aniyazu, this poor creature. Holechas lasas b'son kona v'atem machilino. So tvalim. This animal's going to help me do pidyon shvuyim and you're giving it tevel. So it's the big shiloh, right? An animal's a chayv and two mesamaisas. So that's the raya. Maybe takala, it's pasnished. That an animal should eat tevel of a great tzaddik. I saw the Sharnim Sarnim Balacha quotes the Arizal. And the Arizal says that the Chamor of Pinchas ben Yara was a Gilgal of Yishmael ben Avraham. It's a Gilgal Neshamas. And we know that Yishmael comes from, obviously, from Avram Avinu, Avram and Yitzchak, and they were already Matakin Maisrus. But the Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim, the Masakin Maisos, Vitalo Maiser Mikol, when we high time aloha is a rotel echo tevel, a fishu tikuno shal Yishmael, and Avram Avinu, pierce mitzvahs Maiser. Okay, so, and it was interesting in the Gilgal Neshamas, that he was a Gilgal, this Chamor was a Gilgal of Yishmael, who was makpin on Maisrus, and therefore he wouldn't want to eat it. Don't ask me any kashas about Gilgal Neshamas. Machlokes Rishonim, whether you believe in it, but that's the Gilgal. Says the Gemara Mimachaiva, one second, forget the animal. It's tevel. Does it have the status of tevel if it's been given to animals? But it's not. The Mishnah says in Demai, Halokeach lezera ula behema vekemach laoros. If somebody buys grain or seeds to plant or for animal food or to use in making hides, v'shem alaner v'shem alasuk wasakelim. Basically, if you buy something that's could be used for food, not for food, patur me'admai. If it's my, you're not sure if Shumas Maisers was taken off from, you don't have to take off Shumas Maisers. So it's not chayv at all. It's asur ba'achila, correct. And not asur ba'achila. The gzera of Demai was only on Hana there. And not on Achila, so here too. So it was mufka from the whole parsha. So why couldn't he eat it? So Gemara says, no. Hasam ha'itmar Allah amr b'yochanam l'shana l'shalacham itchila behema. You're right. If originally it was bought for animal food, then you have this p'tur. And it's not included in the halachas of Demai. Aval lachan mitchila l'adam v'nim l'chalem l'behema. But if it was originally bought for to be eaten by people, so the chovas, the takan of demai was chal, and now you change your mind, then the halacha does not change. Chayiv la'aser, it's still chayiv ma'aser, and that must have been the story here. V'hatanya, after all, doesn't it say, halokeach peyers menashuk la'achiva, v'nimlach alem lebehema, harizet lo yitin lo lefei behemto, lo lefei behemes chaveiro. Right, you can't give it to your animals. Ella imkein iser, until ma'aser was taken off. Okay, so that's the story of Pinchas ben Yair, that takala was not brought, even to the behema of tzaddikim. Shama Rebbe nafag la'ape. What happened? Rebbe heard about this story, and he was very excited about Rebbe Pinchas ben Yair, and he was passing through town. So, he went out to greet him. Amar le, Ritzon Chasha, Son Etzli. You want to come for lunch? He invited Rebbe Pinchas ben Yair to come for lunch. My food's going to be Mu'usar. You want to come for lunch? Amar lo hein, I would love to. Tzav upanav shal Rebbe. Rebbe's face lit up. He says, he's coming to me, the God of Adar. Amar lo. And Rebbe Pinchas saw that Rebbe was so happy. What you think Amudra? No, you think I never eat anywhere? I don't eat out. You think that? No, Yisrael Kadoshim. What do you mean? Jews are holy. Every Jew is holy. There are just certain reasons I don't eat out most times. Why? Yesh rotze ve'ein lo. Some Jews are rotze. They want to, but look, they don't have anything. So even if they would offer it to me, but I'm not going to go because they have no food in their house. I know they really have nothing to give me. The yesha yeshlo ve'ena rotze. And some really have, but they don't really want to. And therefore, even when they invite me, I see deep down they'd rather that they're just doing it. They're forcing themselves. So I don't want to go there either. V'ksiv, and it says, al tilchem aslechem ra'ayin. Don't break bread with somebody who is ra'ayin, who doesn't really want to give. Va'al tisav l'mata mosav. And don't desire and take part in what he has. Ki kemo shar b'nafsho kenu. Because just like in his soul is what he really wants. Achol shusei yomer lach. He'll say, eat and drink. V'libo balimach. And his heart is not really with it. So therefore, Rabbi Pinchas says, all Jews are holy, but just some don't have. Some don't want, but they offer anyway. V'yata rotzev yesh lecha. But you have and you want to, of course I'm going to eat by you. But there's just one problem. Mia hashta misarvina. Right now I have to say no. I'm in the middle of doing a mitzvah. I'm going to be putting shvuyim. When I come back, on my way back, I'll stop by. Okay, I'm just busy right now. Okay, so far so good. Look at Tosfos on top, Tosfos, second Tosfos. He says, all Yisrael are kadoshim, even the ones that are yeshlo ve'eno rotzeh. The ones that make the offer that is not really a true offer, he calls that a kadosh. So Tosfos says, yeah, v'afilu achi ikri kadoshim, shemizamer es chaveru, he still invites him over, even though he doesn't really want to do it. He conquers him, his yeser, and he invites him. I saw one of the svarim, they call it Rabbi Zusha. Rabbi Zusha says, Yisrael kadoshim. Yisrael, as a whole, Yisrael are kadoshim. Why? Because you have the Jews that don't have, they don't have, so therefore they can't make the offer, but rotzev, v'einlo. So that rotzon, says Rabbi Zusha, right, we know every mitzvah creates a malach, creates a positive force in Shamayim. So the ones that want to but don't have, so that creates the neshama of a malach, so to speak, because they have that rotzon inside. And the one that yesh though and doesn't want to, but he goes through the act, even though the machshav is not good inside, but the act is done. So if you put all of Klal Yisrael together, you have the guf from this one, and you have the neshama from this one, Yisrael kadoshim heim, says Rabbi Zusha. Klal Yisrael arevim zelazeh, they all function together. So that's Yisrael kadoshim heim. Good. So Rebbe, so he says, I'm going to call, I'll come on the way back. Ki asa isrami. He comes, when he comes on the way back, he goes, when he comes back in, he goes through one of the doors, and there are white mules that are standing by the door, which were very dangerous animals. Very dangerous animals. So Pinchas Bayar got very upset that Rebbe would have these dangerous animals in his Rishus. So he says, Amar, Malach HaMavis Bebeishos Ozeh. Malach HaMavis is in the house of this person. Meaning, how could he keep such dangerous animals? Right, the first parak in Baba Kama, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to have a kelev rabatel beso. Right, you can't have dangerous animals. Vani esod eslo, and I'm going to eat by him? See, after all that, he doesn't want to eat by him. So Shama Rebbe, Nafaglavi, Rebbe runs out, he hears what's going on. Amr le mizavnina luhu. I'll sell you these animals. Amr le, lefeifel sitin mirshav. You want me to have them? Right, it's just as bad as for me as for you. It's lefnei iver. Mafkarna luhu. Okay, I'll be mafker them. You don't want me to have, I'll be mafker them. Mafishis hezeka. That'll be cause even more damage. Nobody's going to watch them. You're just going to be mafker them. Akranaluhu. Okay, I'll rip off their hooves. So they're not dangerous anymore. They don't kick anybody. So he says, Iket sar balechayim. Sar balechayim. It's going to hurt them for no reason. Right, Tzar Balei Chayim. Katlina lahu. Okay, I'll kill them. Ika baltashkes. Baltashkes. You see, is there baltashkes even from in a context where it's something good for a person? So we'll have that shiur this week by the Shem. One of the nights will be the Ian shiur will be the topic of baltashkes. Lum this shiur about baltashkes. But he says, right, you're going to kill them for baltashkes. Have a right. So let's continue first, and then we'll make two other comments. Have come a vatesh beituva. So he's pressuring him to come in. Gava. Tura Beinayhu, all of a sudden a mountain magically appeared between them. Bacha Rebbe Va'amar, and Rebbe sees that HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously is trying to say, you know, don't force him. And he says, Uma Bachayein Kach, if in one's lifetime, in a tzaddik's lifetime, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them such protection, B'misasa Nachas Kama V'Kama. So in their death, surely, because as we're about to see, in death, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects a tzaddik even more than in life. But even before that, for a minute, this Gemara, you see from the Gemara, he says, maybe I'll take off their hooves, Tzar Balei Chayim. Maybe I'll kill them, Bal Tashkes. So Tzar Balei Chayim is not brought up again when he says, I'll kill them. Maybe that's also Tzar Balei Chayim. Is there Tzar Balei Chayim in killing an animal? Sounds like from this Gemara, no. Sounds like from this Gemara, no. So the Noda Yehuda uses this. It's a famous tshuva, which we mentioned a lot also in the past. Yeradeya Simin Yud. When the Noda Yehuda says, it's the hunting tshuva. Somebody asked the Noda Yehuda, can I go hunting? So the first half of the tshuva, he goes through three things, and he says, it's an amazing intellectual honesty tshuva. The first half of the tshuva, he says, is it Tzar Balei Chayim? It's not Tzar Balei Chayim, because you're going to kill him right away. The Gemara says, no Tzar Balei Chayim, and you kill him. Is there Bal Tashkes? He says, no Bal Tashkes, because they're in the forest. Nobody's getting into them now anyway. They're not being used by people. So killing them in the forest is not being used. So it's no Tzar Balei Chayim, there's no Bal Tashkes, and I forgot the other factor. There's another one that it's not, so there's no halakhic problem regarding those. But then in the second half of the tshuva, he says, but is this something that a Jew should be involved in? There are only two hunters in the Torah. Nimrod and Esav. Right? And is this, and there's Kedoshim Tiyu, and Chukosei and Losei Lechu, and he gets into the other issues, and he says, for sure, a Jew should not be involved in this. That's the first half of the Shuvah, the second half. For the first half of the Shuvah, he quotes this Gemara. That you see, there's no Tzar Balei Chayim when it comes to killing an animal. And Tzar Balei Chayim also, again, we've discussed Rav Asher Weiss's, Chiddush in the past, where he says that there are at least 11 sources given by the Mefarshim of Tzar Balei Chayim. The Gemara says it, the Gemara never quotes a source. What's the source of Tzar Balei Chayim? Rachav Avakol Masav. Some say that it's this week's parsha. Bilam, the donkey says, why are you hitting me? That's Tzar Balei Chayim. There are many different sources. But the Minchas Asher says maybe the message of so many sources is that there's really no source. And it's Ratzon Hashem. It's an example of the fifth Shulchan Aruch. That's what he says in a couple of contexts. Exactly. It's fifth Shulchan Aruch. So weiter. So let's continue though now, because Rebbe made the comment, but you see tzaddikim are protected more in their death even than in their life. Dom Rebbe, Chama Bar Chanina, Gedolim tzaddikim b'misasan yosemim b'chayeyem, Shenemar, what do you see that? V'yehim kovrim ish. They were busy burying a person in Malachim Beis, v'nei roes ha-gedud, they saw an army coming, approaching. V'yashlichu es ha-ish b'kever Elisha, they were busy burying somebody, a Rasha. And they didn't have time to bury him because they see a group of soldiers coming. So they just threw the body and they ran. And the body rolled onto Elisha's kever. Vayelech vayiga ha'ish ba'atzmos Elisha, touched Elisha's kever, vayichi vayakam ha'raglav. And all of a sudden, magically, the Rasha got up, tchias ha'mesim, and walked. Why? Because this Rasha shouldn't be buried next to Elisha. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected. But you see, it was easier even, Rashi says, it was easier in death than in life. When Elisha was alive, if you remember the story, when the boy died, he had to do mouth-to-mouth, and he had to work hard to do Tchias HaMeisim. And here it happened automatically. So you see, B'misasan, they're even more protected than B'chayehen. So Amar Le'er Pavel Abaya, V'dilma L'kimei B'brichsa D'Eliyo. Maybe that's different. Elio blessed Elisha that, Elisha, you should do double of what I did. Elio did Tchias HaMeisim once, so Elisha should do it twice. Maybe that's the only reason it happened. Dechsiv, ahi na pishnayim beruchach elai. So Amar Leis, the Gemara said, no, ihachi, if it was just because of the bracha, hainu detanya araglav, amad, ulebeisa lohalach, then it wouldn't have, what happened? The guy walked away from the kever and then dropped dead 5 feet away. Wasn't that he lived? This can't be part of the bracha. It must be just protection for Elisha. So then, okay, so when was it Mekuyim that he put somebody alive again? Kedam Rabbi Yochanan, Sheripa Tsaras Naaman, when Naaman had Tsaras, he healed him, and Shishkula Kames, and somebody who had Tsaras, and one of the four people that are considered dead, Shenemar Al Nasihi Kames, And that's why when he healed the person who had saras, so that's why it was as if he did tchias ha-mesim. Period. End of that story. Just one more ha'ara, and then we'll have to pick up tomorrow. Amar Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, lama nikra shman yemim. Why are these mules called yemim? These dangerous mules. She'emasa mutalas al abrius. Because they instill fear in all those around them. E'masa mutalas al abrius. Amar Rabbi Chanina. Because Rabbi Chanina says, miyamelo sha'alni adam amakas prey to levana v'chaya. Nobody, he was a doctor, Rashi says, and he said, nobody ever asked me a shaila about a bite of a white mule, and they lived. I never got a case like that. I have a kachzina d'chaya, the Gemara says, sometimes they do live. So the Gemara says, no, eme v'chayis, fully healed. They were never fully healed. It was a permanent sickness. Sometimes they are healed. No, the chivrin reish karayo kamrinin. I'm talking about the ones with the white tipped hooves. Those are extremely dangerous, and they're never healed. Period.
Not a white donkey, but the hooves are white.
Now we
such a thing as a all white donkey.
Right, now the Gemara explicates that. Before it just said chivra. Chivarta, so he didn't know. So now the Gemara is explaining itself that it's only right, the white hoofs. Period. Finishing up. Eidon Milvada, the Pasuk says. Am Rabbi Chanina, Afilu Kshafim. Ilu, even Kshafim. Chanina says there's no such thing as Kshafim. As magic. Eidon Milvada. Hayyis Adavis Kavim, Hajjul Mishkal, offer me to the Kari, Rabbi Chanina. There was one time, there was a woman that tried to take the dirt under from where Rabbi Chanina was standing, because she wanted to do voodoo and put some kind of incantation on him. Amar La Shkului. Rabbi Chanina says, you know what? Might as well take Lomasaya Milsech. It's not going to work for you anyway. Ain O Novado Ksif. Right? I don't believe in that stuff, and it's not going to work. Ibiyam Rabbi Yochanan Lomas Nikrashman Kshafim Shemachisha Bamaya Shalmala. Doesn't Kshafim have certain power? Right? Kshafim, Rabbi Yochanan says it's called Kshafim because it weakens the power of above. So the Gemara says, no. Shani Rabbi Chanina de Nefishas Chusei. It wouldn't affect Rabbi Chanina. How did he rely on an ace that we showed him discuss? Okay, not for now. But there is certain power of Kshafim, but not for Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina, you know what? Let's stop here, the last five lines, because coming up an important line about Hashkacha. So we'll stop here. And we will continue tomorrow with the next stuff.